good day in the Lord? Is it really good? Rather be here in the best hospital in town? Gonna start tithing this week? That thinned out quick, didn't it? It's good to be here with you once again. We're the Darnts from Greenbrier, Tennessee. That's just north of Nashville and in between Bear Wallow and Possum Trot. So if you ever get down our way, come look us up. Young lady in the middle is my wife, Sharon, and we've been married for 49 years. Enough to give her a hand for that. Little fellow on the far end, our youngest son, Stone Mountain, and that is his real name. Next to me, B.J. Spear from the famous Billy Spear family of Orlando, Florida. And I'm Tracy Dart, and as Pastor said, we write all of our own music. So a lot of the songs you'll hear, you probably never heard before. But a few of them you might recognize because other people sing our music. Praise the Lord for that. But we thought since we're in cowboy country out here in the West, we ought to sing a cowboy song to start out with. Amen? Who's got cowboy boots on this evening? Anybody? One. We got. Okay. Well, we'll dedicate this to that one person with cowboy boots. It's called Before Sundown.
Out on the trail for home, but somehow lost your way, and the wrong path kept you way too long and led you far away. Now above the burning sand, the setting sun begins to fade, and you're left with deep regret, wishing you had never strayed. Before sundown, make your way home. Before night falls on the prairie and you find you're all alone, come back to the trail you left so long ago. Before sundown, make your way home.
You can almost smell the campfire burning, can't you? Hopefully that's not dinner or the lights.
You will always find the cost of sin is more than you can pay. You will find God has a better plan. He has a better way. He is always ready to forgive and welcome you back home. But the choice is up to you. Don't wait until the sun goes down. Before sundown, make your way home. Before night falls on the prairie and you find you're all alone, come back to the trail you left so long ago. Before sundown, make your way home.
Now the Bible tells us that if we will confess our sins, He is faithful and He's just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Aren't you glad we serve a God who gives us another chance? And do we deserve it? No, we don't.
Before sundown, make your way home. Before night falls on the prairie and you find you're all alone, come back to the trail you left so long ago. Before sundown, make your way home.
drifting away from the truth. Don't give up, there's still hope for you. Giving in can be so easy when things don't go your way, but the God of second chances has strength for you today.
Keep on down that dusty road. Stay on top of the stormy sea. And when the night is over, you will be blessed beyond all measure, stronger than before.
Been a while since you've seen a sunrise, for your view has been clouded by gray skies. Don't give up when your faith has been shaken, for God has promised we'll not be forsaken.
Keep on down that dusty road. Stay on top of the stormy sea. And when the night is over, you will be blessed beyond all measure, stronger than before. Keep on down that dusty road. Stay on top of the stormy sea. And when the night is over, you will be blessed beyond all measure, stronger than before. Keep on down that dusty road. Stay on top of the stormy sea. And when the night is over, you will be blessed beyond all measure, stronger than before. Blessed beyond all measure, stronger than before.
What we call the Dart Country Hoedown.
I think we've been in Tennessee too long, don't you?
Step out in faith. Lead me and guide me. Protect me and hide me. Help me to know thy way. Whatever may befall, whatever trial shall be, help me remember my heavenly Father is watching over me. When the storm is past, when the trial's done, and when victory comes at last, let me raise my voice, let me praise your name. Let me praise you to heaven on high. And when all is done, Lord, bid me come. Lord, bid me come to thee. Lord, bid me follow thee. Help me to share my faith. For others in need, Lord, help me to plead, Lord, and lead them to seek thy face. Then whatever may befall, whatever trial shall be, they'll learn to trust you, they'll learn to pray.
pray. Lord, bid me come to thee. And when the storm is past, when the trial's done, and when victory comes at last, let me raise my voice, let me praise your name, let me praise you to heaven on high. And when all is done, Lord, bid me come, Lord, bid me come. And when all is done, Lord, bid me come, Lord, bid me come to thee.
Thank you so much for being here in the Lord's house tonight and honoring him that way. And thank you for being here on the night that we came so we could sing to you and we could be together. We have a new album out since the last time we were here. And it's got kind of a funny name. And it's the name of the title song. And I introduce it because my grandpa inspired this song. He would come and visit me and my seven brothers and sisters. You know, when there are eight kids in the family, people come to your house. You know, they don't invite you. He would get a chair out and he would sit down in it and all of his kids would gather around and he had a trick that he would do for us, a special trick for the kids. He would take his teeth out, make his chin touch the tip of his nose. You know, up and down, you know. It's really scary. Never forgot it. But that's not what inspired the song. It's what he would say to his sons. Now, they were probably in their late teens. He'd get them all lined up early in the day. And the first son was Stone Mountain Snyder. That was my dad. Second brother was Austin, Texas Snyder. And then the third brother, Charlie. He'd get them all lined up, and he would say, "Let's get up and get out and gear up the mules and get up in the gulch and bring in a load of saplings." That inspired the song, Get Up and Get Your Shoes On. And it's about having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, part of the armor that we find in Ephesians chapter 6. Because, you know, you can get on all those other pieces of armor and get your shield and your helmet, but if you don't have the shoes, you might not be able to move very fast. So here it is, Get Up and Get Your Shoes On.
In the Bible we're told by disciples of old that we have armor to wear on our way. For spiritual protection we've been given direction to put on our armor each day. So wrap all around you with truth, wear the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of your salvation, and the shield of faith can protect you the best. Then take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The gospel of peace is the preparation. You can't begin to stand until your feet have been shod. So get up and get your shoes on. Take a little time to read God's word. Get up and get your shoes on. Get ready to walk with the Lord. Now don't you wait until the rocky road or the burning sands of the desert. You gotta use those same 2 feet till you get to the end of the road. Come on, get up, get up, get going, get up and get your shoes on.
Jimmy reads his Bible every day.
Tommy only reads the news.
Jimmy sings a happy song of praise.
Tommy always sings the blues.
Jimmy always prays for those in need.
Tommy sure could use some prayer. Jimmy put on his gospel shoes.
Tommy spent the whole day unprepared.
So get up and get your shoes on. Take a little time to read God's word.
Get up
and get your shoes on. Get ready to walk with the Lord. Now don't you wait until the rocky road or the burning sands of the desert. You gotta use those same 2 feet till you get to the end of the road. Come on, get up, get going. Get up and get your shoes on. The devil is a roaring lion. Resist him and he'll flee from you. Be ready to stand, put your armor on. Get up and put on your gospel shoes. Yeah, get up and get your shoes on. Take a little time to read God's word.
Get up
and get your shoes on. Get ready to walk with the Lord. Don't you wait until the rocky road or the burning sands of the desert. You gotta use those same 2 feet till you get to the end of the road. Come on, get up, get going, get up, and get your shoes on.
You look back on the trophies of a lifetime. You'd have to say you counted all as loss. You'd change things if you had to do it over. But there's more to lose ahead of you. Consider the cost. You may not give him the best of your life. You've wasted so much of the past of your life, but you can give him the rest of your life. He gave his best for you. Forgetting now the things that are behind you, and reaching for the things that are before, pressing toward the mark of his high calling. You won't regret a single day. You live for the Lord. You may not give him the best of your life. You've wasted so much of the past of your life, but you can give him the rest of your life. He gave his best for you. He gave his best for you.
As we get down toward this, the end of this next song, maybe you can close your eyes for a few moments and think back on the roses in your life.
I walked into the garden heavy-hearted, thinking of my loved one just departed. And among the flowers there, as their fragrance filled the air, I stopped to see the beauty of the roses. I saw one rose was missing from its stem. It seemed to give me comfort deep within. Someone harvested that bloom to bring beauty to their room. and it helped me know I'll see my rose again. God stopped to pick a rose today, a rose for heaven's sweet bouquet. I'll see that rose again someday, when my time on earth is done. Up in heaven in the Master's care, there are many roses waiting there. We shall have eternity to share, because God stopped to pick a rose. I like to think of heaven as a wondrous bouquet, filled with precious flowers. God stops to pick each day, then He carefully arranges them in glorious array. When someone's missing now and then, it may have happened once again. God stopped to pick a rose today, a rose for heaven's sweet bouquet. I'll see that rose again someday, when my time on earth is done. Up in heaven in the Master's care, there are many roses waiting. Shall have eternity to share, because God stopped to pick a rose.
This next song, we are going to need some help from you on. And this is another one from our new album. This song talks about rowing a boat, and it's actually called Row Your Boat. But the problem is that our family doesn't have any experience rowing a boat. You guys have never, you've never rowed a boat before, have you?
I rowed in one once. Well, I watched them do the thingies.
That's pretty close anyway, but I think these folks can help us out. Surely somebody here knows how to row about a boat. As a matter of fact, if you all can participate and just kind of pretend like this whole room is a gigantic boat, and then every time we can get down to the chorus, if you can help us out by rowing the boat as we sing this song about rowing a boat. I can see we're generating a lot of excitement already. Here's Row Your Boat.
Every child of Adam's race must one day come to face the journey from today unto forever. We must all understand to reach the promised land, we gotta cross old Jordan's chilly river. Get your rowers ready.
But you can't
row, row, row your boat across the chilly Jordan. You'll never make it on your own against the raging tide. You gotta call on Jesus. He's there to take you over. He'll help you step right into the boat and take you to the other side.
Now, for those of you that are rowing, I just want you to know there's a lot of dead weight in the room right now.
Now, Jesus is God's son. He is the only one. If you trust in him, he'll be your savior. He'll forgive you every sin and welcome you right in. When it's time to cross old Jordan's river.
But you can't
row, row, row your boat across the chilly Jordan. You'll never make it on your own against the raging tide. You gotta call on Jesus. He's there to take you over. He'll help you step right into the boat and take you to the other side.
No, you can't
row, row, row your boat across the chilly Jordan. You'll never make it on your own against the raging tide. You gotta call on Jesus. He's there to take you over. He'll help you step right into the boat and take you to the other side. He'll help you step right into the boat and take you to the other side.
Well, you all did a really good job, even if you did look kind of silly for a couple minutes. But we enjoyed watching you.
I am with you always, even in your darkest hour, when you feel the hurting, hurting deep inside. In a crowd you feel alone, trying to let your heart be known. You cry out to me, and I will understand. I am there for you, to care for you. The secret you inside, I've forgiven you, I'll deliver you. I'm right here by your side. I am with you always, through the storms and tears of life, when it seems impossible, impossible to stand. I'll be there, I'll never leave. When you hurt, you cry, you grieve, I will lift you up and take you by the hand. Just believe in me
and trust in me. I'm just a prayer away. I am there for you, and I promise you, I am with you always, always. Through the end of time, always, forever, I have promised you. I'll leave you never, I prepared for you a perfect heavenly home, where I'll welcome you and I'll be with you always. I am with you always.
Well, I grew up listening to Mom and Dad's music. And Dad had the real albums, the record albums. We use that term album pretty loosely nowadays, but he had the big ones that you don't see much of anymore. And then, of course, they went to the 8-tracks and the cassette tapes and the CDs. And did you ever have any of those cylinders that you put on the turntable with the horn? A little bit too far back, I guess. But I grew up listening to that music, and Mom and Dad are the main songwriters of our group, and they've written, we don't even know how many songs, but over 300 or 400 anyway between the two of them. I've written a few songs. BJ's written some good songs, so we all write songs. But the thing is, if you're a person who writes songs, from time to time, you will come up with an idea that isn't good. And Mom has written some of my favorite songs, but every now and then, even she'll come up with a little bit of a peculiar song idea. And you know what? I'm going to share 3 of her song ideas with you tonight and see what you folks think about them. So one was called Come Down Little Birds. We didn't want to do Come Down Little Birds. Then she had an idea. This is the title, mind you. What if God stepped out and left a Mickey Mouse screensaver up in the sky all day? Preacher, I still don't know what passage of scripture that one came from. But I don't think it's going to work out. Then she had an idea for the little gray house with the clothesline. We laughed too. Every time we heard about it. And a couple of years ago, we were up in Colorado, and she brought this song idea up in conversation once again. And I said, you know what? Every time we hear this idea, we always laugh about it, and that's all we hear. So I said, are you really serious about this idea? Does it have everything that it needs? Is it done? She said, yep, it's been done for quite a while. And she said, if you guys don't do it, I'm going to send it to Dolly Parton. And I said, okay, can you read us the words? And she said, well, I don't have them written down with me, but I can quote them from memory. And so she did. And when she got done, I said, that song has got to go on our next CD. So here it is for you tonight, The Little Gray House with the Clothesline.
On a quiet street in a country town, where the children played and the flowers grew round, there a woman lived the days of her life in the little gray house with the clothesline. She was just a bride and all her linens were new when she came to the house with her love so true. Wasn't much of a cook, but she did laundry just fine, and she hung it out back on the clothesline, singing, I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day and the clean clothes hanging in the sunshine. Please let your blessings always stay on the little gray house with the clothesline. I only met her once when her baby died, and I held her hand as she sat and cried. And we prayed, oh Lord, send another child soon to the little gray house with the clothesline. Well, we moved away, but I drove through town a few years later, and when I looked around, the sight that I saw made me feel so fine. There were three rows of diapers hanging on the line. I wanted to stop, but I couldn't stay. So I said to the Lord as I drove away, I thank you, Lord, that you heard our prayer in the little gray house with the clothesline. Now the years flew by and her child had grown. She planned a simple wedding with chairs on the lawn. She tied lilac bouquets on an arbor of pine and hung white bows on the clothesline, singing, I thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. And the dear ones gathered in the sunshine. Please let your blessings always stay on the little gray house with the clothesline. Well, the years were fine, but her skies turned gray when the angels came to take her true love away. But she wasn't alone. Friends and neighbors dropped by to the little gray house with the clothesline. On an autumn day, as she stood in the wind, the moment came to see her true love again. She hung out the towels, but someone else brought them in to the little gray house with the clothesline. On a quiet street in a country town, where the children played and the flowers grew round, there a woman lived the days of her life in the little gray house with the clothesline.
Out of all the songs we've written, the most popular, of course, has been our song, God on the Mountain. And it's been recorded by just about everybody in gospel music. And something special happened last year, right around the time that we were here in this area. In fact, we were in Pierce, Arizona. And the pastor came up to me after the service, and he said, Brother Dart, I just got back from New Guinea. He said, some pastors and some laymen had gone down there to build a house for some missionaries who'd been living in huts along with the natives. And they'd won several to Christ, and he said, it was, you know, we were having a house raising and kind of a conference at the same time. He said, over on the side, some of them were sitting and listening to some music. And I was kind of curious about that because they had no electricity, but they had one of those little wind-up cassette recorders. And they were listening to God on the Mountain in their native language on that little recorder. And I think that thrilled me more than anything I'd heard about who had recorded God on the Mountain. To think that a song that I'd written 40 years ago, sitting on the edge of the bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, would make it 7,000 miles away into the jungle to have the natives singing it. That's an amazing, humbling thing. The reason for this popularity of this very simple song is its simple message. And the message is this: God loves you, and his love for you is not dependent upon your circumstances. Your circumstances are going to change. It's not that they might, they will. And when they do, sometimes, you know, it's really good. I mean, you know, we get those mountaintop experiences. You get all excited. You just want to jump up and down and shout hallelujah and run up and down the aisles. Of course, not in a Baptist church, but you know what I'm talking about. sometimes it's not so good. We find ourselves in a valley we don't understand. We can't explain it. We even get to where we start blaming God. Why is this happening to me? As if because I'm a Christian, I should be exempt from bad things happening to me. It doesn't work that way. The scripture says that it rains the same on the just and on the unjust. We have to face things in life just like anyone else. But the scripture also says this, we have a promise. Because he said to you and to me, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always kept that promise to me, and he will always keep that promise to you, because the God on the mountain is still God, even when you're down in the valley. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain, and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But when things change and you're down in the valley, don't lose faith, for you're never alone.
Sing along with us. The God on the mountain is still God in the valley. That when things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
We talk of faith when we're up on the mountain. Ah, the talk comes easy when life's at its best. But in the valley of trials and temptation, that's when our faith is really put to the test.
And the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Sing along with us.
Yes, the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. Yes, the God of the day is still God in the night.
Well, as you came in this evening, if you came in back there, you will see a great big old table back there with a bunch of stuff on it that we want to tell you about. Also, there was a banner back there. We are excited about a gospel cruise that we are taking in about 8 or 9 months, January 31st through February 7th of 2015. We will be sailing 7 nights, 8 days through the Caribbean on one of the world's largest cruise liners, Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas. It has an onboard ice skating rink, roller rink, golf course, climbing tower, pool, spas, a zip line that goes from one end of the ship to the other. You'll be doing that with me, right? Right. There's also a Starbucks on board, which is all they told him and we signed right up. We have brochures in the back. Prices do include taxes, gratuities, port fees, concert tickets, food, all that good stuff. And we have a wonderful, wonderful week of gospel music, preaching, Christian fellowship. It's something that you don't want to miss. We're really excited about it. I hope you'll come join us.
You know, BJ, as we present these cruises, you know, to churches all over the country, we find that those churches that are really spiritual and the ones that really love their pastor and his wife, they'll actually, you know, take up an offering and send them on this cruise. Did I say it right, Pastor? Put him on a spot, didn't we? I want to tell you about something very special. BJ didn't talk about it this evening, but a little over 2 years ago, we were on the road with his family, Billy and Paula Spear, and we were singing up in New England, and we'd noticed for some time that Billy had been getting forgetful about things and forgetting some of the lyrics of songs and so on. And it wasn't too long after that that he, at the Mayo Clinic, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. But we found out that it wasn't Alzheimer's. He was re-diagnosed a few months later with what they call Lewy body dementia, which is very rapid acting type of dementia. And in this two-year time, it's gotten to the point where he is now in a nursing home in Springfield, Tennessee. He does not know his family. He does not recognize anyone. He's bedridden and under hospice care. And we are waiting just any time we can get a phone call and have to put BJ on a plane to head back home to be with his mom. In that short time, they lost their ministry. Their home was foreclosed on in Florida. They lost just about everything they had. And BJ wrote a book about this experience. And it's not just going through all the tragedy, but it goes through and talks about miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle that God has performed in their lives to bring them to the place they are right now. An amazing, wonderful, inspirational story. And I want to recommend this little book to you. It's called Dusty Road, A Journey into Faith. It's just $10. The proceeds from this little book and from some of the Spears music that we have in the back go entirely to help support his mother through this difficult time. But if you're going through a rough time, if you're going through a bad experience, a difficult time, or you know someone who's suffering that kind of a thing right now, I want to recommend that you pick up this little book and maybe give it to them as a gift or for yourself as a gift. And you will find it inspirational and uplifting and a blessing in your life. Dusty Road, A Journey into Faith.
The Darts have brought a lot of CDs along tonight, too, including our new album, Get Up and Get Your Shoes On. It's real easy to find. It's right up on the top of the rack. And it's the only one that has a picture of us at the breakfast table in our pajamas and curlers. Our albums are $15 for one, any three for $35, six for $60. But first, let me tell you about this three for $35. It's any three for $35. You can mix in BJ's mom and dad's albums along with that, too. But if you pick up one of the three packs that we have already put together there on the table, you will have all the music that we're doing tonight and a lot more. And you'll also get a fine quality rubber band neatly wrapped around all three of the CDs. So they're three for $35, six for $60. We even have 12 for $100. And if you get the 12 for $100, it has a bow. A bow. And the first time we had that, a man went right straight out after the service and said, "I want that one with the bow," and he got it. And we said we should have had a bow a long time ago on that step. So we have a 90-minute gospel film, documentary style. And if you love the song God on the Mountain, or you're just a a lover of gospel music in general, this would be a blessing to you. It has interviews from many well-known people in gospel music, many that work with Gaither, like Linda Randall, and Ben Spear, and Phil Cross, Lily Fern Weatherford, and the McCameys. That's the group from Tennessee that made God on the Mountain well-known first, back in the late 80s. They're real country. They sang God on the Mountain, and people loved it. They loved it. But that video has shown on television several times, and we've got nothing but good reports on the people that had seen it, and they were blessed. So think about that. That one is $20.
Oh, my goodness. If you love to collect music, we've got a wonderful way for you to carry all of our music around with you wherever you may go. It's a little miniature computer that's already loaded with a complete collection of all of our songs from all 19 of our albums, and that's right about 14 hours of music. And the cool part is, it fits in your pocket, after you pay for it, of course. So you might want to check that out. We call that the Music of the Darts iPod. Also, we've got some sheet music in the back. All of our music is available online through the iTunes Store and Amazon, also through our website at dartmusic.com, and we've got a Facebook page that we invite you to go to and like us. We enjoy people liking us there on Facebook. And we do accept cash checks, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, and Red Lobster gift cards, so also keep that in mind. And Starbucks gift cards, too. Now here's a song with a whole bunch of words in it, and I'm going to do my best to try to remember all the words. It's called You Gotta Serve the Lord. You gotta read your Bible, you gotta search the scripture, you gotta find your purpose, you gotta serve the Lord, you gotta pray to the Father, you gotta walk in the Spirit, you gotta share your faith, you gotta serve the Lord. If you spend your life on TV shows and fancy new designer clothes and stuff like heaven only knows, you'll be empty inside. You study every sport and game and know every player's middle name, but you won't carry the eternal flame. You'll be empty inside. You gotta read your Bible. You gotta search the scripture. You gotta find your purpose. You gotta serve the Lord. You gotta pray to the Father. You gotta walk in the Spirit. You gotta share your faith. You gotta serve the Lord. If you find you're wearing out your bones just to try to keep up with the Jones and have everything everybody owns, you'll be empty inside. May I offer you some free advice? Now here's the facts, you make the choice. If you wanna feel your heart rejoice, start serving the Lord.
I'm glad you had coffee today.
Me too. Too bad it was decaf.
The answer's very clear, my friend. When your story comes down to the end, you can only count the time you spend serving the Lord. God cares for you and every man, and He's made for us a perfect plan. Seek Him in every way you can. Start serving the Lord. You gotta read your Bible. You gotta search the scripture. You gotta find your purpose. You gotta serve the Lord. You gotta pray to the Father. You gotta walk in the Spirit. You gotta share your faith. You gotta serve the Lord. You gotta read your Bible. You gotta search the scripture. You gotta find your purpose. You gotta serve the Lord. You gotta pray to the Father. You gotta walk in the Spirit. You gotta share your faith. You gotta serve the Lord.
Did you all get that memorized yet? Well, I believe the Lord's coming back soon, don't you? This song is kind of a life story song, not anything like my life story, and I sure hope that it's not anything like what yours is going to turn out to be.
I can't bear to stay in this house alone, 'cause Mary and the kids are gone away. told me it would be this way. But I never thought I'd see the day she'd go with him. I remember the day she met him and the way she acted strange. And day by day, in every way, I watched her slowly change. Then it wasn't long before I knew the kids had grown to love him too. They could talk with him. And I watched my family slip away, but I never thought I'd see the day they'd go with him. How I tried to make them forget him. I tried to be a better man, but I'll never hold them close to me, never see their faces again. 'Cause he came today and they went away with him, with him. Jesus came today and took his bride away, and they've gone with him. There's no more to say, and it's too late to pray. It's all over now for me. How different things would be if I had taken time to see that he gave his life for me. I could have gone with him, with him.
Jesus, Jesus, my Lord. Bible says that God has given him a name that is above every name. And one day at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
God's promise to earth he came. The angel pronounced his name. It's Jesus, Jesus, my Lord. The name above every name, how excellent is the name of Jesus, Jesus, my Lord. The King above every king, Creator of everything, He's Jesus, Jesus, my Lord.
If you were to search through the scriptures to try and learn how you can get to heaven, you would find that it tells us that there is just one way, and one way alone. The Bible tells us that Jesus talked about himself at one point, and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. It's not about how good we can be, not about the things that we can do in our own power and strength, not about how many times we go through the door of a church. The Bible says we are all born sinners. We're born the same. Sinners separated from God, that the wages of sin is death. But it also says that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, and only through Him.